regular meeting, Planning and Zoning Commission, regular meeting to order. May we have a roll call, please?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Ms. Burns? I'm here. Mr. Harder?
Here.
Mr. McMahon?
Present.
Mr. Stanton?
Here.
Mr. Strodman?
Yes, ma'am.
Ms. Rushing? Ms. Russell? Mr. Tuohy?
Here.
We have six. We have a quorum.
Thank you, Ms. Lowe. Approval of agenda. Mr. Zinner, is there any changes to our agenda this evening?
No, there are not, sir.
Thank you, sir. Approval of minutes from the May 24th, 2018 meeting. Is there any changes or corrections needed to those minutes? I see none. Okay, we just have a thumbs up for approval of the May 24th meeting, and that is a thumbs up across the board, except for mine, and I am not voting since I was not here.
Abstain?
Abstain, yes, ma'am. Sorry. Good with that. We'll go ahead and start with our first matter, which is a tabling request, case 18-85. At this time, I would ask any commissioner who has had any ex parte communications prior to this meeting related to this case, please disclose that communication at this time. I see none. A request by Engineering Surveys and Services on behalf of Central Bank of Boone County to vacate alley right-of-way generally located between 203 East Walnut Street and 115 North Providence and designated as an alley on the MDT regulating plan of the UDC. A request to table this item to the August 9th, 2018 Planning Commission meeting has been received. This is the applicant's third tabling request. May we have staff report, please.
Yes, sir. As was provided to you within the Planning and Zoning Commission packet, a third tabling request is at the discretion of the Planning and Zoning Commission per your rules of procedure. The applicant is here tonight to explain the necessity for this request. We are going to let the applicant's testimony as well as the decision of the Planning Commission to grant or not grant the requested tabling to the discretion of the members that are present. Staff does not have a recommendation as this is the commission's prerogative. The applicant's agent is here and would be able to address the commission's questions as to the necessity for the tabling.
Thank you, Mr. Zinner. Commissioners, any questions of Mr. Zinner on that? Mr. McMahon.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Zinner, if the applicant were to withdraw at this time, how long before they could resubmit this application?
Since it has not been recommended by denial for the commission, the one-year delay in application or receiving an application of similar nature does not attach. They would be required to resubmit in accordance to our regular application submittal deadline and repay all filing fees.
So other than the filing, we're looking 60, 90 days?
Probably less than that if they were
pushing it. They were going
if they're wanting August 9th, it would be the submission deadline prior to the August that would get you to the August 9th agenda. And I don't have that readily available.
One more question to follow up, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Zinner, if we were to not table this and proceed, what then? I guess I'll ask him when he comes up if he's ready to proceed.
The application has been properly advertised. It has been continued to this meeting. The notifications, property owner notifications have not been redistributed as a result of tabling within our confines. Staff does not have a staff report prepared because this is a request to table. We typically do not prepare a staff report for public presentation. However, we will have a recommendation should that be the commission's desire, as well as an overview of the general project off of this single slide. We can make a presentation.
That's the only question that I have. I just have a quick comment. Given the nature of alleys, downtown in particular, and council's concern with them and getting them right, I just recommend that we proceed in a fashion that gets as much of this correct, regardless of the time it takes.
Thank you, Mr. McMahon. Commissioners, anyone else have questions of staff? If not, I'll go ahead and open the floor to anyone who'd like to come forward and speak to us on this case 18-85.
Again, I'm Matthew Crudy, agent and engineer for the
Central Bank on this. Offices at 1113 Fay Street. As I say, I've got a tabling request here. Concern is we have not been able to find a satisfactory alternative for this alley with staff, and we don't want to proceed forward with any sort of disagreement with staff. And as you say, Mr. McMahon, we want to find the right alternative and the right answer for it. I had hoped with the last two tabling requests we'd have had time to resolve it, and we were not able to. So I've asked for hopefully quite a bit more time and get us some time to get this right. But that's the intent for the request, is to just give us the needed time to make it happen and the way that satisfies staff and my client.
And your thought is you'd have ample time between now and the August 9th meeting?
Yes.
to correct it?
Yeah, that's my hope, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Commissioners, questions of this staff? Of this member? Sorry, I'm just fumbling tonight. I'm off one meeting and I'm out of tone. Mr. McMahon.
I do have a question. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Creedy, your clients are totally okay with going the route that we're going right now?
Yes.
Okay. You understand my concern. This is not directed to you or your clients. Just we developed a new policy here in the new MDT. Getting it right, because this will set a precedent.
Mm-hmm.
Vacation, easements, transfers, properties, yada, yada, yada. This will set a precedent, and the more right that we get it, regardless of the time, that's kind of where I'm thinking here. And I'm open to wonderful ideas, and your all's ideas, I think we got it in 60 days, right? That's
yes.
That's your idea?
That's our idea. And I can assure you staff is very aware of that. And, from the initial request that came in on this to this new request, the review process has been much more intensive and more consideration on getting this right.
Okay. Well, I hope that your engineering firm and your clients understand that mm-hmm. we need, and I'm glad staff is taking that time. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I don't have any more questions at this time.
Any additional questions, commissioners, of the speaker? I see none. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Anyone else have to come forward this evening to speak on this matter? I see none. Commissioners, discussion? Recommendation for tabling? Mr. Stanton.
As it relates to case 18-85, I move the table to the August 9th regular Planning and Zoning Commission meeting.
I'll second.
Thank you, Mr. Stanton, for the recommendation for tabling this case, and Mr. Tuohy for the proper second. Commissioners, any questions on this motion? I see none. Ms. Vice Chair, when you're ready for roll call.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Mr. McMahon.
Aye, yes.
Mr. Stanton.
Yes.
Mr. Strodman.
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Tuohy.
Yes.
I vote yes. Mr. Harder.
Yes.
We have 6 voting for, none against. Motion carries.
Thank you, Ms. Lowe. Recommendation for tabling that this case has been approved. Moving on to our next case. At this time, I'd ask any commissioner who has any ex parte communications prior to this meeting related to this case, please disclose that now so all commissioners have the same information. Case 18-86, a request by Engineering Surveys and Services on behalf of Central Bank of Boone County for the dedication of a street easement for a new alley on lots 311 and 312 in the original town of Columbia and generally located on the south side of Ash Street, approximately 130 feet west of Providence Road. The dedication is located within the MDT regulating plan area of the UDC. A request to table this item to the August 9th, 2018 Planning Commission meeting has been received. This is the applicant's third tabling request. May we have a staff report, please? Staff comments.
If I could say so ditto for the minutes as to 1885, and just as a correction, you would think after I have posted this slide for 3 times, I would have gotten the case number correct. This is case 1886. This is the location of the replacement alley as it relates to the vacation request under 1885. Again, the applicant is requesting a third tabling pursuant to the rules of procedure for the commission. That is at the prerogative of the commissioners. The applicant has provided testimony under 1885 as a result of why that request for a third tabling was being made. The conditions are the same since these are co-joined but separately numbered cases. I don't know if it's necessary for the applicant to provide the same explanation for the commission, but this is all relating to the necessity to be able to have a resolution between city staff comments as well as the applicant's comments, Central Bank of Boone County. So this would afford an opportunity to continue the dialogue between the two parties.
Thank you, Mr. Zinner. Commissioners, probably no questions for Mr. Zinner. I see none. I don't think there's a need for Mr. McMahon.
If it's at the chair's discretion, I'd love to make a motion.
I would love to have that motion, sir.
In the matter of case 1886, Central Bank of Boone County, MDT Alley Dedication and Regulation Plan Amendment, I move that we table to date certain 9 August 2018.
Thank you, Mr. McMahon. And Mr. Toohey. We have received a motion to table case 18-86 to the August 9th planning meeting. We've received a second from Mr. Toohey. Is there any discussion needed on this motion? If not, Ms. Lowe, when you're ready.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Mr. McMahon.
Aye.
Mr. Stanton.
Yes.
Mr. Strodman.
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Toohey.
Yes.
I vote yes. Mr. Harder.
Yes.
We have 6 approvals, no denials, motion carries.
Thank you, Ms. Lowe. Recommendation has been approved for tabling case 1886 to our August 9th, 2018 Planning Commission meeting. Moving on to our first subdivision item of this evening. At this time, I would ask any commissioner who has had any ex parte communication prior to this meeting related to case 18-108, please disclose that now so all commissioners have the same information to consider on behalf of this case in front of us. I see none, thank you. Case 18-108, a request by Simon and Strumpf Engineering on behalf of On Point Construction LLC, seeking approval of a 17-lot preliminary plat to be known as Woods Trail Ridge. The 6.37-acre parcel located on the south side of Blue Ridge Road, south of terminus of Derby Ridge Drive. The property is zoned R1, which is the one-family residential zoning. May we have a staff report, please?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Excuse me. First note, public notice on this case. The public info meeting was held on May 1st. No members of the public were in attendance, and there were a total of 25 postcards mailed for notice. So this is an aerial view of the subject site, just to show kind of proximity to Rangeline and Blue Ridge. And also, if you can make it out here, is Derby Ridge, if I can move my cursor there. As you stated, this is a 17-lot preliminary plat, 16 development lots, and one common lot for use as a stormwater detention facility. Access would be taken off of Blue Ridge via Sagegrass Court, which I'll show you in a moment. Blue Ridge right-of-way and sidewalks are already in place. It would require water and sewer extensions to the property, which is the reason for this preliminary plat. The southern lots, which I'll show you on this next slide here, do include floodplain, which, as we've gone through recently, is now permitted by code. However, each of those lots will require a floodplain development permit. So this is the prelim plat. Again, Sagegrass Court is the singular street here. It is difficult to see a little bit, but I can't get my cursor here. This dashed line here is the 100-year floodplain. Kind of gets lost in here and then travels up to there. So as I stated, that's perfectly permissible under the code now. They will just be required a floodplain certificate. As you can see, there's a number of easements that'll be cutting across the site. The one on the north side, if I can get my cursor to follow me here, this is a drainage easement to allow for drainage easement between, or drainage areas between houses and also around to the stormwater lot, which is at the southwest corner here. The common lot actually encumbers the southern portion of the site as well, which is partly creek. It has city trail. Bear Creek Trail, I believe, cuts through there. And also, there is a scenic conservation easement that takes up much of that space. So that's why that common lot has kind of an odd composition or arrangement. So that's all I have. Our recommendation would be approval of the preliminary plat for Woods Trail Ridge.
Thank you, Mr. Palmer. Commissioners, any questions of staff? Mr. McMahon.
Quick procedural question. Mr. Palmer, could you go back to the screen where you had your bullet points? I think one more back. That one right there. Thanks. I just need to look at that. My computer's not up, and this helps. Thanks.
Mr. Palmer, can you show us with your mouse there, where is that common lot? Is that
on here?
On there?
It would be basically where this FPO is. It's not exactly following that line, obviously, but it's much of this area where this trail is located. A lot of it's would be stream buffer also, but then a chunk is over here for that stormwater basin. So,
thank you. I'm just trying to picture it from.
Yeah, on this one, it's this line here down to here, and then this darkest line. Yeah. Which it follows the floodway line through there, which cannot be included in their development lots.
Right. Okay. I was just trying to see where the trail was in comparison. Commissioners, additional questions of staff? I see none. This is a subdivision matter, so if anyone would like to come forward this evening from the audience, we just ask for your name and address. And if you don't want to, you don't have to. Commissioners, any discussion? Questions? Motions? Mr. McMahon.
I just had a quick question of staff. Again, I'm sorry, my computer's down. How long is this stub, this cul-de-sac? Ish. It's, are we within the 350?
It's right around there, though.
We're right.
It was below the 350, but it's like 345 or something like that.
All right. Thank you for that information.
Mm-hmm.
Commissioners, any additional questions of staff? Would you like to make a motion for discussion? Mr. Stanton.
As it relates to case 18-180, Woods Trail Ridge Subdivision Preliminary Plat, I move to approve.
Thank you, Mr. Stanton. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Mr. Stanton has made a motion for recommendation of case 18-108. Mr. Tuohy has made the proper second. Commissioners, any discussion needed on this motion? I see none. Ms. Lowe, when you're ready for a roll call, please.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Case 18-108, Mr. McMahon.
Yes.
Mr. Stanton.
Yes.
Mr. Strodman.
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Tuohy.
Yes.
I vote yes. Mr. Harder?
Yes.
We have 6 votes for, 0 against. Motion carries.
Thank you, Ms. Lowe. Recommendation for approval will be forward to City Council for their consideration. Moving on to our first public hearing matter of this evening, case 18-105. At this time, I would ask any commissioner who has had any ex parte communications prior to this meeting related to this case, please disclose that now so all commissioners have that same information to consider on behalf of this case in front of us. Case 18-105, a request by Brush & Associates on behalf of James Harris seeking annexation and assignment of a agricultural district zoning upon annexation of a 10-acre property located south of St. Charles Road and approximately 700 feet east of Dorado Drive. The owner is seeking annexation of the property in order to connect to city sewer services and intends to combine this parcel with the adjacent lot to the north to create one single-family farm/home lot. May we have a staff report, please?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. So public notice on this case, again, the PI meeting was May 1st. There were no members of the public present, and the owners did attend. 9 postcards were mailed for this piece of property. You'll see on our upcoming cases, they varied a little bit based on the area of the property, but Here's another isometric aerial, kind of just to show context. This is just south of St. Charles Road. Dorado is actually this road that cuts back through here. If you know St. Charles, the bridge is just off the north side of this piece of property. The property is currently zoned RS, which is the Boone County Single Family Residential. Our A district, however, requires a 2.5 acre minimum. The property could eventually at some point be divided into two lots, which the A district limits you to two contiguous lots within the A district. Ostensibly, sometime in the future, if someone were so inclined, the property could hold up to four single-family homes. However, the owner at this time wishes to simply construct one single-family home. Property is contiguous to the city on both the north and west, and actually this is kind of a little peninsula, if you will, of county land. There's just off the map here, there's city limits that come back to the south again, and so just something of interest there. It is located with the urban service area. It'll need, I believe, sewer and water extensions to serve the home on the site. One thing that came up in our review is that it may be more feasible for them to connect to Boone Electric. So that was another just point of interest. This lot, if you are looking at the map, you'll probably see that it is landlocked and does not exactly have roadway frontage. They are proposing to take access through an adjacent lot to the north, and on the map it's this kind of wildly shaped deal up there you'll see in our next case. So case 18106 would actually seek to join those two parcels to allow for that access onto St. Charles. Sanitary sewer does exist along St. Charles, and it would be accessible through that northern lot, and I believe water was the same way, if I can. So no further right-of-way dedications are required at this time, especially since this is an annexation, but we can get to that in the platting case, and I believe that is it. Zoning on the property is consistent with the neighborhood district designation in the comp plan, and it's compatible with contextual zoning. I believe there are residential plan districts to the west, more residential single family to the south and to the east, which is Boone County properties, and then the properties to the north are all residential plan district as well. And so our recommendation will be for approval of A zoning upon annexation into the city.
Thank you, Mr. Palmer. Commissioners, is there any questions for staff? I see none. We'll go ahead and did you have a question, Mr. Romano?
A procedural question for Mr. Zinner and for our staff attorney. The motion to approve or deny this would just be for the permanent zoning.
That is correct. Annexation is a policy matter of City Council.
Any additional questions? I said we'll go ahead and open the floor to anyone who'd like to come forward this evening. We would just ask for your name and address, please.
My name is Dan Brush. I'm with Brush and Associates, 506 Nichols Street. I'm here. The Harrises, the owners, are here also. We'd be happy to answer any questions. The reason we're requesting the A zoning is if you've driven by there and noticed the topography of the area, there really is no way to access this thing to substantiate a RS zoning on 10 acres out there. The best you're ever going to do is really one house, unless some sort of a street is ever projected to come in from the south. That's the only way you're going to get access. We're combining the two lots mainly to go ahead and have access to the road and to access to utilities, and we can get into that too later. Otherwise, we'd be happy to answer any questions on the A zoning or anything else.
Thank you, Mr. Brush. Any questions? Mr. McMahon.
Just on your utilities, they come in from where, Mr. Brush?
They come in from St. Charles. The sewer runs up along on that
trail.
Yeah, they come in along that ditch up there, and so does the water. It's adjacent to St. Charles.
I thought I'd seen it there. I'm by there all the time.
Electric is all over the place out there, so I'm not really sure who's going to serve it as far as electricity goes.
Any additional questions of Mr. Brush? I see none. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Anyone else like to come forward this evening? I see none. We'll go ahead and close the case. Commissioners, questions, discussion? Any additional information needed from staff? Mr. McMahon.
I have a motion if there are no questions.
I think we'll take that motion.
All right. In the matter of case 18-105, Harris Permanent Zoning, I move that that zoning be accepted.
I'll second.
Thank you, Mr. Stanton. Mr. Stanton has made a motion to approve case 18 dash.
Got it right. Mr. McMahon.
I'm sorry.
Mr. McMahon.
So used to Mr. Stanton. You made the last one. I wrote down the last one. I'm sorry. I'm totally.
Mr. Chairman, I have another pair.
I have mine here, unfortunately. It's not that. A motion has been made on case 18-105 by Mr. McMahon to approve this case. It has received its proper second from Mr. Toohey. Is there any additional discussion needed on this motion? And if not, Ms. Lowe, if you're ready for a roll call, please.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Case 18-105. Mr. McMahon.
Aye.
Mr. Stanton.
Yes.
They're consecutive, see, that's right. Mr. Strodman.
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Toohey.
Yes.
I vote yes. Mr. Harder.
Yes.
6 affirmative, no deny, motion carries.
Thank you. Our recommendation for agricultural assignment will be sent to City Council for their consideration. Moving on to our next case, 18-106. At this time, I would ask any commissioner who has had any ex parte communications prior to this meeting related to this case, please disclose that now so all commissioners have the same information to consider on behalf of this case in front of us. Case 18-106, a request by Brush & Associates on behalf of James Harris seeking approval of a one-lot final plat to be known as the Harris Estates and a design adjustment from Section 29-5.1 F1V out of the UDC pertaining to the stem lot access. The 10.61 acre parcel located on the south side of St. Charles Road, approximately 700 feet east of Dorado Drive, and is comprised of two lots containing 0.61 acres and 10 acres. The request is being concurrently reviewed with case 18-104 and case 18-105, which propose rezoning of the 0.61 acre parcel and annexation of the 10 acre parcel. The subject property is currently unimproved. May we have a staff report, please?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. As you can see by the map here, this is, again, both of the properties in question. The public notice, the public info meeting was held May 1st, just the owners in attendance. And since this is the larger with the two tracks combined, there were 11 postcards instead of 9 this time, but apparently didn't garner much attention. So as you stated, they're seeking approval of one lot final plat and a design adjustment for stem lot access in special districts. The stem you see up to St. Charles here is 25 feet in width. The lot that holds that stem, or is that stem lot, is actually part of a PUD that was created in 1994. The section of code that we are needing a design adjustment from is, as you stated, 29.5.1 F1V, or 5, Roman numeral 5. That section requires the 30-foot width of the stem in all special districts, so that would include industrial, agriculture districts, and so on. And so because the lot is owned the neighboring lots are owned by someone else, and basically it would be difficult for the owners of this parcel to acquire another 5 feet. So we've allowed them a creative way of handling, I suppose. The applicant is willing to provide and has provided on the plat an easement for shared access. And then what we would try to do is when the neighboring lot comes in for development, we would ask them to fill out that final 5 feet, whether it be the lot to the east or to the west, just whichever comes in first, I suppose, or whichever is proposing the shared access. As I stated in the last case, no additional right-of-ways needed at the time. I believe sidewalks are required. However, much of that stem is already encumbered with a driveway. So if it is fully encumbered, obviously the driveway would meet that standard. Otherwise, they might have to build a short portion of the sidewalk on either side. And I believe that's all I have for that. Our recommendation would be approval of the design adjustment for stem width and approval of the final plat pursuant to minor technical corrections. In an effort to get all these cases tied up at once, the plat still had a couple of labeling issues, things of that nature that can easily be handled at another time before this is forwarded to council. So.
Thank you, Mr. Palmer.
Yep.
Commissioners, questions of staff on the staff? Yes, Mr. McMahon.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Palmer, I appreciate the creative idea. It sounds wonderful. How do we record that? Where do we keep that information? So when those either of those properties goes, that's an offer that's out there? I mean, like, it's a wonderful idea. It's just someone has to know that it's available to them. So their planning process may be easier than these folks.
Given that the adjacent properties rely on this particular stem.
Currently, right?
Currently. So back up a little bit, and we haven't covered this in the annexation request because it was not relevant. Information I'm going to provide you will tie into case 18-104. The planned district property that is to the north of the annexation tract, the roughly 10-acre tract of land, is the former Terrebinth's PUD, approved back in the early 90s. It has expired as a development plan for proposed development, and as part of that Terrebinth's PUD plan, this particular stem lot, or this stem, was part of the primary driveway network. Development of anything that is left over should case 18-104, which is the next case, recommend approval of this 0.061-acre tract being rezoned to A. You'll still have the PUD designation on either side of it, and at some point, we're likely going to have action to either take the old remaining portions of Terrebinth's out of the PUD designation and put it into a more standard residential subdivision zoning designation and potentially plat or something else, and it is at that point that per the platting standards, if this stem is going to be utilized as access, the stem lot at that point, actually, if it's adjoining R1, the design adjustment you're granting on this future A parcel would not trigger, technically, the need for the R1 to have any greater access, because that R1 property, it's not a special district, and all other stem lots outside of our special districts only require a 20-foot stem. So I think, as Mr. Palmer pointed out, we would seek to obtain the additional 5 feet, but we may not necessarily be required to obtain it depending on what the adjoining zoning is.
Where they go with it. I'm just trying to find out that how are we going to remember and how are they going to know?
As long as our regulations don't change about special districts requiring some additional dedication of right-of-way, that will always be part of our standard requirements for the adjoining lots that would then come in subsequently for development. The shared private driveway access that the applicant is agreeing to show on this final plat.
That will show on his plat.
That's showing on his plat as part of the recording requirements. So the That is affording the adjacent PUD parcels the opportunity to use that access. We would evaluate at a time that the adjoining parcels come in for development, the impact that they create, and potentially the necessity for an upgrade of that shared
depending
private
upon
access,
zoning.
Depending on their zoning.
Right, so thank you.
We can cover all of that at that point. The other thing I want to point out, just so we're clear as to why we are sequencing these projects this particular way, and this I believe will be also possibly addressed more fully in the next case, you cannot zone a parcel of property A unless it has 2.5 acres. So the recommendation of approval on the annexation request gets us the annexation. The recommendation for approval of this plat combines the two. Should council or the commission decide in 18-104 that they do not want to approve a rezoning to A on the 0.61 acres, the plat still can survive with having a split zoning line, and they will have their access that they need through a combined and consolidated plat that allows utilities as well as their road access. So that's why this is a little bit out of sequence. One would think you would have handled it numerically. However, as we started to look at how you have to stack the actual applications against each other to ensure that they meet the code requirements, that is why they are in the order that they're in.
Thank you, Mr. Zinner. Commissioners, any additional questions of staff at this time? I see none. We'll go ahead and open it up to the public if anyone would like to come forward.
My name is Dan Brush. Office is at 506 Nickel Street. Basically, just would be more than happy to answer any questions you have.
Thank you, Mr. Brush. Commissioners, any questions of this speaker? I see none. Thank you, Mr. Brush. I'm going to close it if someone else is going to come forward. Commissioners, discussion on this case, case 18-106. Yes, Mr. McMahon.
If there are no questions.
I see none.
In the matter of case 18-106, Harris Estates final plat and design adjustment, I move for approval.
Second.
Thank you, Mr. McMahon and Mr. Stanton. You had to get his name in there. We've received a
got them both. You could.
We've received a motion from Mr. McMahon to accept case 18-106 and has received a second from Mr. Stanton. Is there any discussion needed on this motion? I see none. Mrs. Lowe, whenever you're ready, please may have a roll call.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Case 18-106. Mr. McMahon.
Aye.
Mr. Stanton.
Aye.
Mr. Strudman.
Aye.
There we go.
Mr. Toohey.
Yes.
I vote aye. Mr. Harder.
Yes.
6 in favor, 0 against, motion carries.
Thank you, Ms. Lowe. Approval for the design adjustment for stem width and approval of the final plat will be forwarded to City Council for their consideration. Moving on to the case 18-104. At this time, I would ask any commissioner who has had any ex parte communications prior to this meeting related to case 18-104, please disclose that now so all commissioners have the same information to consider on behalf of this case in front of us. Case 18-104, request by Brush & Associates on behalf of James Harris, seeking to rezone 0.61 acres from PD, which is the planned district zoning, to A, which is the city's agricultural district. The subject parcel is located approximately 700 feet east of Dorado Drive and the south side of the St. Charles Road, and is currently a vacant parcel of property. The owner intends to combine this parcel with the adjoining 10 acres to the south, subject of case 18-105, to be used as a large single-family residence and farm. May we have a staff report, please?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Again, this case had a public info meeting on May 1st, and only the owners in attendance, and as this is the smaller parcel, we had 7 postcards mailed out. So the purpose of the rezoning here, obviously, it would remedy a split-zoned nature, a split-zone parcel that we potentially created with the final plat. The stem is to be used for roadway frontage and access, which we stated in previous cases. get into a little bit more on the Terebinth subdivision. Its existing development plan was created in 1995 and revised in 97. Subsequently, it expired in 2002 with nothing developed on the properties. And again, this is just one lot of, I believe, four that you can see all on. It's everything north of the larger parcel in the picture there, all the PD zone stuff to the north. And so this piece, the only thing developed out there, I guess, is really the driveway, which you can almost kind of make out on the aerial there through the stem. This lot alone, as Mr. Zinner stated before, does not meet the 2.5 acre minimum for A districts. So approval of this rezoning would be contingent on approval of the annexation of the larger parcel and the final plat combining the two. Given approval, the overall 10.61 acre parcel, again, could be split into two lots and hold as many as four homes. However, that's not really the owner's intention at this point. But we tell you that to point out that it's a much lesser density than what could potentially be put there with R1 zoning or single or RS zoning in the county. Another development limiting factor for development on the property is the slopes and the terrain. This parcel where the stem is located is very steep, comes down off of a hill towards the roadway. And then I believe the larger parcel is fairly flat. It has a flat area for a home and then slopes off towards the creek. So it gets into some steep slopes as well. Given no development on the lots east and west of the stem and contextual uses, rezoning wouldn't be detrimental to the use patterns in the area. Again, the contextual uses there are planned district, single, and I believe two-family residential, PUD to the west, and then single-family to the south and the east, and then the PUD to the north, which the statement of intent would limit future development there. I believe it's attached single-family is what was allowed in that PUD initially. So overall, the use patterns are not going to change a whole lot as a product of this rezoning. So our recommendation would be approval of the requested rezoning. Of course, it's subject to the approval of the annexation and the final plat.
Thank you, Mr. Palmer. Commissioners, any questions of staff? I see none. We'll go ahead and open this up for public. If anyone would like to come forward.
Dan Brush, Brush and Associates, 506 Nickel Street. When you get out there and look at this site, when you start talking about the site to the west and so forth, really with the steep slopes that you have there, the stream buffer and the easements pretty well kill any kind of a building site you're going to get on that site, not to mention any type of forest you'd save and so forth. Same thing applies to the little piece that's north and east and also to the east there, those steep slopes and that thing. I don't know how you would be able to get a multifamily structure, I mean, even single family attached. At best, you might get a single family home in there, but I really don't see that as much of an option even on those two pieces. We're asking for the A zoning simply so we have a contiguous zoning through the entire site. And beyond that, I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Mr. Brush. Commissioners, any questions of the speaker? I see none. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Anyone else to come forward this evening? I see none. We'll go ahead and close case 18-104. Commissioners, Mr. McMahon.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. If there are no questions.
I see none.
In the matter of case 18-104, Harris rezoning, I move for approval.
Thank you, Mr. McMahon.
Second.
Mr. Stanton, we've received a motion for approval of case 18-104 by Mr. McMahon. It has received a proper second by Mr. Stanton. Is there any additional discussion needed on this motion? I see none. Ms. Vice Chair, when you're ready for a roll call, please.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Case 18-104. Mr. McMahon.
Aye.
Mr. Stanton.
Aye.
Mr. Strodman.
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Toohey.
Yes.
I vote yes. Mr. Harder.
Yes.
6 votes in approval, 0 against. Our streak continues.
Thank you.
Motion carries.
Thank you, Ms. Loeb. Planning and Zoning's recommendation of case 18-104 for approval from PD to A will be forwarded to City Council for their consideration. Moving on, anyone in the audience would like to, any public comments? Anyone in the audience that to come forward and speak to us? Staff, anyone in the staff like to give us some comments?
Your next meeting will be June 21st, same time, same place. Show up earlier as the weather's getting better to work session, if you would, so we can have more full and lengthy discussions. But your items on the June 21st agenda are as such. We have a total of 6 items at this point. We have a couple of rezoning requests, and then we have combined public hearing and subdivision items. Case 18-115 is Truman Solar LLC. This is a rezoning request from agricultural land to planned district, a little bit different than what we just discussed here this evening, going in the opposite direction. We have a request from 18-128, that's Bristol Lake, Plat 1, Lot 97. This is a request to go from PD, the Bristol Lake PD, actually, down there towards our Phillips Lake Park, from PD to R1. And this is to correct a parcel's zoning designation as it relates to 2 cases under the public hearing and subdivision section. Case 18-109 is an annexation and a permanent zoning request that is associated with 18-128. And then we have a preliminary plat that goes with that annexation and permanent zoning request called Bristol Ridge. The last 2 items we have are downtown-related matters. The American Islamic Center, which most of you are probably familiar with where that is located, they are looking at providing and proposing an addition onto the property, not necessarily onto the mosque itself, but they are looking at constructing a new school facility. They are seeking to have the school facility designated as a civic structure, which has an impact as it relates to the MDT design requirements. We have had significant coordination with the applicant from an architectural perspective, and the staff report will be a complex comparison between the applicant's proposed architectural treatments to show how the integrity of the MDT standards are actually being met versus what the actual MDT standards would have required. So be prepared for a little bit longer presentation on that just because of the nature of the justifications that need to be made in order to designate a civic structure per the new zoning requirements. And associated with that is a final platting and a design adjustment action to consolidate what now are 3 individual lots that the Islamic Center owns, one of which has the actual mosque on it, has their school on it on another, and then if you are all familiar, there is a rental residential structure on the very southern end of their total overall property towards Elm that is the 3rd parcel. All 3 of those are being proposed to be consolidated into a single lot in order to allow for construction over property lines, which is a requirement under the new UDC as well. Just so we have some context so you all can see where we are, our Truman Solar LLC project is out on I-70 Drive southeast, and it is just to the east of our Ashley Furniture building. This is an 80-acre tract of land. Not all of the parcel is being proposed to be improved with solar facilities, though it is needing to be rezoned from its current A designation to the PD designation, given the fact that this is a private solar operation, and we will get into that in greater depth in the staff reports. You will notice there is some FPO on this property. Based on the design plan that has been submitted, the proposed improvements stay out of the FPO environment. You have then the rezoning request for Bristol Lake. This is that little piece that I was referring to that is actually zoned PD. And then as we go to the next slide, which includes the portions for the annexation as well as the preliminary plat, you will notice where the PD label is, that is inside the area that is proposed to be platted. And part of the zoning change was to ensure that the annexation designation, which is a request for R1, did not conflict with the PD designation that was in the original Bristol Lake plan district. So we're trying to ensure that we've got consistent zoning between an existing lot that will then be incorporated into a future plat with an area that's being annexed. And then the Islamic Center sites, most of you are familiar with this, Locust and Fifth. And you'll notice the yellow lines that are represented here are the existing lot lines, and that's what will be corrected and consolidated into a single lot within case 15-122. So with those items, that is all that we have on the agenda for the coming meeting. We will bring to you for a work session some new information, I believe. I'll have to look to find out what we have in the hopper, potentially a presentation from our business loop CID, possibly, as well as possibly half of the meeting allocated toward discussing what we discussed this evening in work session before we invite Ms. Buffalo back to discuss potential options as it relates to the climate adaptation and action plan that was presented. With that, though, we are finished for this evening, and we thank you for your attention.
Thank you, Mr. Zinner. Commissioners, any comments from commissioners this evening? Mr. McMahon.
I'd like to make a motion.
Before you do that, I would just like to thank Ella Tui this evening. She is doing a summer school project, and she is shadowing us this evening, so hopefully she learned something this evening. So thank you, Ella. Mr. McMahon, would you like to make a motion?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Ella. It's great to have everyone here. I move that we adjourn.
We have a second.
Second.
Mr. Stanton, thank you. We are adjourned.
Hey, Pat.